Bob, how are you?
Speaking of the back end, I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I was just setting you up, and then my producer says in my ear, there you are. So there you go. Before we get into football, final year for you on the call this year at the University of Washington. You've still got a lot in the tank, man. Why are you deciding to call it quits now?
Well, there's other places that you need some gas in the tank as well, Bill. It, you know, 37 years is by all accounts probably enough. I just kind of decided at the end of the last basketball season that now was a good time, and my employers suggested that one more football season at least would be welcome, and I certainly concurred with that. So we're going to be one more and done, and really looking forward to the season. It should be a heck of a final year for me, and I think a heck of a year for the Washington Husky football team.
No, I agree with you. And what was it like last year? Washington's been good in recent years, but last year Chris Peterson seemed to kind of get them back to where they were in the Don James era, and there seems to be a real buzz now about Husky football again.
Well, there is, and you know as well as I, Bill, that we all get excited for big games, and there have been precious few of those in the last 15 years or so at Washington, and then Chris Peterson comes on and builds the program back up, and there were a whole bunch of big games last year. It was really fun to see this team win a big Apple Cup game and then follow that up with a victory for the first Pac-12 championship in the school's history over Colorado, and then go down and play pretty well with Alabama in the Peach Bowl in the national semifinals. I think it was a team that deserved its position, a spot in the Final Four. By no means were they embarrassed by Alabama. They could have played better. They needed to be perfect in that game, and they weren't. But this was a team that really played to its potential, Bill, a team that was as professional in its attitude and its level of play as any I've seen at Washington. And a lot of guys coming back this season from that club.
Yeah, and I was saying that with you coming in. You kind of caught me talking about everything on the back end. But that to me is about the only question I have. The quarterback's there. The running backs are there. I guess you got to replace John Ross, but boy, Pettis is dandy on the outside. My question is the secondary. I think they put four or five guys into the NFL out of that secondary. How good is that back end going to be? Because I know the front seven's going to be awfully good.
I think there is a great level of confidence and comfort in what's going on in the secondary. Jimmy Lake, the position coach back there, I think is as well respected as any assistant coach in the country. Guys want to come play for him. You mentioned the three guys that all went early in the second round in Buda Baker and Sidney Jones, Kevin King was the third member of that group. Really good players, to be sure, but there are some guys coming back that are really good as well. Taylor Rapp is a returning starter at safety, was the defensive freshman of the year in the conference last season. Joe McIntosh was a starter at safety, so they're solid at the safety positions. And there is a new guy at cornerback that you're going to want to keep an eye on this season that I think is going to ultimately make people forget those really good players of last year. His name is Byron Murphy. He redshirted last year as a freshman. In any other year and with any other group, he would have been a starter on that Husky team. But those guys in front of him, were really good, and the NFL draft proved that. But there is a lot of depth in the secondary, some really good-looking young guys coming in. I don't think the secondary is going to be an issue at all. If there is an issue with this Husky football team, it is probably depth in the offensive line. That is the one position group on the squad that doesn't have the depth that the others possess. But there's some talent in that O-line as well, with four of the five starters returning.
The longtime play-by-play voice of the Washington Huskies, Bob Rondo, with us for a couple of more minutes here on the Bill Riley Show. And it seems to me, and you can obviously correct me if I'm wrong, but the schedule sets up pretty good for this team, too. They play most of their more difficult games, I think, at home. They don't have SC in the regular season. Non-conference schedule, relatively light, though there's a trip back east. So it kind of looks like the schedule sets up pretty well for them, too, Bob.
nice of you to point out relatively light. I think that may be being a little bit kind, Bill. They open at Rutgers, a team that Washington just destroyed in the opener here in Seattle last year, a team that will be better than that one, but should not be a problem for this Husky team. Then come home to Montana. I know the Grizzlies have had some great times, but they shouldn't be able to play in Washington's league. And then Fresno State trying to build back up. And then a big opener at Colorado in Pac-12 play. Obviously a rematch of the conference championship game. The Buffs no doubt will have a little something to settle on their minds. But as you say, it's kind of backloaded on the schedule. Four of the last five games are at home, including UCLA, Oregon, the Utes, and Washington State. So you've got a trip to Stanford in early November that could be a pivotal game for this Washington football team. But as we see week in and week out in the Pac-12, you better be ready to play because anybody can beat you on that given day.
Jake Browning, you've seen a lot of great Husky quarterbacks over the years, guys that have gone on to play on the next level. And this will be, I think, year number three for Jake in the system. How does he compare to some of the guys that you've seen over the years?
Well, I think as a game manager, and that's almost a term of derision, but he's really good at that, and a guy who understands the nuance of the position. We've seen it, Bill, since his freshman season, and he was absolutely remarkable last year. Played the tail end of the season with a shoulder injury that would ultimately be surgically repaired. About 43 touchdown passes, and just kind of indicative of how he understands the game and how well he fits with how Chris Peterson likes to coach college football. Physically, he doesn't compare with some of the really great ones here through the years, but as the position goes itself, he's as good as Washington has had. He's like a coach on the field. He has tried hard during the offseason to build up his body a little bit, working very closely with the training staff to try to be a little bit stronger, a little less fragile, and be able to take a shot or two if that happens. And I see no reason Jake Browning can't have a terrific junior season this year.
You have a terrific season, and I'll look forward to seeing you in late November up in Seattle. Thanks for jumping on today, Bob.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Good to be with you.
Take care of yourself. That is the Hall of Famer and one of the best in the business. Bob Rondo with us here on the Bill Riley Show.